show today, folks. Big show. Craig Ferrentino coming up. Chris Coluccio, Jesse Rivera, also Chris Murray, and the great Bernie Macias. All that in play. First and no better of a leadoff batter here on a Thursday program. Then Phil Siegel, you know him well, founder of Captors and the king of AI, artificial intelligence, as far as what's happening in the news. Phil's nice enough. Give us a couple of minutes here and an early start for him on this Thursday. Philip, how are you? Good stuff. Excellent.
I'm great. How are you?
Lead you off here. You, Jay? Doing well. Doing well. Yeah. You know, I read something in the New York Times. I found it interesting. And it's about, you know, those who are going to enter the finance world and everything else. Well, guess what? That could be compromised now, Phil, with what's happening in artificial intelligence. Very interesting piece. And maybe you can elaborate on that.
Yeah. So there's lots of things going on in the finance world right now that, yeah, you know, kind of, the one that was that made the most waves was the article that talked about using artificial intelligence to replace the kind of junior analyst level people. And then, you know, as you said, there's been a lot of news as well about using artificial intelligence to essentially scam people, convince them that they're that they are not who they say they are, or somebody that has an opportunity for them, a financial opportunity, and people fall for it and end up sending money. So there's lots of different things in the finance world. And one of the things that everybody should probably keep in mind there is most of the things in the finance world are not quite ready for prime time yet. And so if you find yourself thinking that you're going to have a huge benefit from artificial intelligence, whether you're a business or a consumer right now from artificial intelligence, be very skeptical. They're not quite ready. The models aren't really optimized for that. And it's a little bit of a dangerous time for that.
Interesting. You know, it's interesting as well. Years ago, you know, you graduate and all of a sudden you might have a pathway to get on Wall Street. And when I read this piece in the Times, I'm saying, oh, wait a minute, times have changed, right? And, you know, it used to be golden. You know, good old dad or grandpa would set you up with a firm on Wall Street, you know, entry level, still make yourself 65K, you know, as you climb the corporate ladder. And all that now seems to be, you know, maybe compromised by all this stuff that's happening with artificial intelligence, Philip.
Yeah, this junior analyst, as I said, caused a lot of waves. I will say, however, there's a lot of different jobs that group of people do, some of which they don't like to do. And I think they would welcome, you know, simple things like research, pulling all the different filings for a company to put them into a new filing, pulling documents from the corporate database to put into a SEC filing and so forth. That's not an enjoyable part of that job. I have a lot of, you know, when I went to business school, I had a lot of colleagues that, you know, went to banks and would talk about work like that. But the really important work that they do, which is helping their teams run models, do models, build opportunity sets for a company that might be going public or is selling their company or so forth. I think we're a long, long way off from artificial intelligence taking them out of that level of work. Now there'll be tools to help them do their job. You know, Microsoft, as we've talked about before, with the Copilot and so forth, and others as well. But I think you'd actually hear a lot of these analysts welcoming artificial intelligence doing the mundane things like collecting documents for a filing, for example. It really isn't an enjoyable part of their job anyway.
Unbelievable. Phil Siegel, Captors, talking about AI, getting into the world of finance and everything else, what it all means for would-be Wall Streeters and everything else. Phil, I'll tell you this much. Never a dull day when it comes to reading about AI. I was catching an article the other day regarding artificial intelligence-created girlfriends. I kid you not. There's a guy out of a company who wrote some sort of a blog or post on X in which he shared that he met a man in Miami who admitted that he spends about $10,000 a month on AI girlfriends. Did you catch this? You know, it's unbelievable.
Not.
I mean,
yeah.
I guess some are into video games and others are into the AI girlfriends. I don't know if you caught that, but this is where we have gone now with this, huh?
Yeah, not specifically, but so let me back up on the type of technology. You know, obviously there's scams and so forth that you have to be careful of, but the technology was original. That technology was originally developed more to allow you to talk to people who may have passed away. There's services now where if you feed, you know, letters from your loved ones or videos or whatever, they can create an AI avatar for your loved one after they pass away. You can still have conversations with them. I personally am probably not interested in that, but I understand lots of people might be. And it really kind of comes from that same, you know, that same cloth. And I'm sure in a year or two, you'll be able to not only have an AI girlfriend or boyfriend if you want one, or you'll be able to actually set the parameters of what that person is like. And, you know, they'll present that for you. So, you know, as I said, there's all kinds of things that they can do to create avatars if you feed it enough good data you know, there's always going to be some people buying different products and, you know, some people will buy girlfriends. Some people will want to talk to their grandmother, you know, 40 years after she's passed.
Folks, we're not kidding here. I mean, this is where this thing is going, including reading about Phil, this AI beauty pageant. An AI beauty pageant. Can you imagine this? But that's what it's come down to now. I mean, there are so many different arteries. Right now, Phil, to artificial intelligence. I guess you just got to keep your eye on the prize and just kind of go with it and see where this takes us and everything else. You have a little fun with it. But I think also people should be aware of the intensity as far as technology is concerned.
Absolutely.
So many people come up to me and say, have you ever fearful, you know, the jobs and everything else that could be taken away and everything else? I said, you know, it's something you gotta just kind of monitor. That's what you have really the most you can do, you know?
Yeah. Well, there's going to be some jobs that, you know, just aren't as important in the future. There's going to be some jobs where the technology helps people, and there's going to be some jobs that are created because of it. You know, there's this new job. I don't know if you've heard. I think they call it a prompt engineer, which is somebody that's building an expertise in how to prompt AI to get the most impact for a business. So that's, you know, that's going to be an occupation that didn't really exist a year, 2 years, 3 years ago. So it's going to create jobs, it's going to change jobs, and it's going to help jobs just like every single technology we've had over the last 50, 100, even 200 years. I know everybody says it's different and it's new, you know, it's just different than anything. I heard one person say it's more important invention than fire. I think that is, you know, I don't think fire was invented. First of all, it was discovered, but I don't necessarily think that that's true. We'll use it for what helps us hopefully and make sure that bad people don't get it and use it to, you know, to do really bad things. That's what we have to do.
No question about it. Phil Siegel does a great job. Founder Captors, AI, and everything you need to know. You'll hear it right here on LI News Radio on the morning show with Phil on. That's the next big piece of information coming down the pike here. Phil, thanks for getting up early with us today, and we'll talk next.
No problem.